Today we are going to be talking about, this is actually our live idea to pitch walkthrough number 3. I changed the title, but not the number. Sorry about that. We're going to be talking about how to identify ideas that are a glove fit. So we've got 2 webinars on this thing of checking the fit, and then we've got 2 more that are on writing the pitch. And this one is called Identifying Glove Fit Ideas, and the next one is Ruthlessly Auditing Your Ideas for Fit. So what I'm going to be doing in this one is that we're going to be looking at the ideas that we have, and we're going to be checking if they actually make sense with the magazine at hand. If we have time, we'll also do some double checking, particularly for the airline magazines, on if the section is restricted only to places that the airline flies to directly, if the airline does fly the place that we need it to fly to for this article, or if the destination is close enough to the airport. Sometimes that can also be a factor if it's a city versus somewhere you can drive to from the city that the airport serves. And we may not get through all of those last couple things that I just mentioned in terms of checking the airports and everything, and those will go into the next one, which is ruthlessly auditing for fit. And I'm going to introduce to you a super ironclad idea fit check chart that we'll use in a more ad hoc way in these particular webinars, but that you can use at home to be absolutely certain beyond any doubt that this is an idea that you should hit the send button on, which I know is something that I've heard a lot of you guys struggling with, where you have an idea and at one point you thought it was great and you, like maybe on one point you thought the idea was great, now you think the idea is not so great anymore, or at one point you thought the idea was great for this particular magazine and now you're not thinking that that is true and you don't know why you even thought that in the first place. So what we want to do with these 2 webinars talking about the fit is create a framework, and by a framework I mean a repetitive process that you can do over and over again without thinking, without questioning yourself, that allows you to know if something fits. So I've got a bunch of windows queued up in the background for us. We're going to pop over there quickly. What we're going to do is I'm just going to do a quick recap of what we're doing with this webinar series for anyone who's joining us for this one and hasn't caught those that we've done in the past. And then I'm going to pull up that flowchart that I told you about for checking the idea's fit. So we can look at this idea of how can we be absolutely, beyond any sort of shadow of a doubt, sure from our side? Because there's stuff on the editor's side that we can't know about, right? Has the editor already assigned an idea like this, but it hasn't run yet? So there's no way we would be seeing it. There's, you know, is this section somehow in the magazine changing, but no issues are out with the new changes, so there's no way we would know. There's all sorts of different ways like that that we can be stymied that are totally not on us. And when I say not on us, what I mean is there's no way in the editor's mind that it's our bad to have sent that pitch because we couldn't have known about these different factors. Ways in an editor's mind that could be our bad include if they've covered this destination too recently, if they've covered this exact same thing before, if they are very specific about what destinations this section covers and this is not a destination that would possibly fit in that section, if the idea is either too small or too large in scope, or if the idea just doesn't jive with what they have done in the past. So these are all things that we're going to be working on looking at, because those are ones where it doesn't matter even so much, and I talk about this a lot, but I'm going to reiterate it here. It doesn't matter so much with this fit check thing that we're doing about the current idea. We need to think about this idea as an investment in our relationship with this editor. And that's why I always really caution people about spending too much time pitching a lot of different magazines just so they can play stories from one trip. Because any pitch that you send has so many internal to the magazine reasons why it might not work that we can't know about, that we can't be responsible, that no one expects us to be responsible for, but that might keep that pitch from getting assigned, or that might keep you from getting an assignment. Maybe the editor's out on maternity leave and they haven't been able to hire somebody else to handle all the load, and so they just kind of have an intern picking up the reading the pitches, things like that, right? So there's so many reasons that are outside of our control that if you are only going to send one pitch ever to a magazine, you're honestly probably better off not even bothering, because one pitch, the likelihood of it getting approved versus the amount of time that you've put into the pitch, so the gamble on a perhaps assignment, is really very much not worth your time. So I really, really recommend pitching magazines that you'd be happy to pitch again down the line, because this pitch that we're sending, as we show them that we understand the fit, that's our audition. Having a good idea is part of the audition, but showing that we're able to take an idea and really craft it into what fits the magazine, that's the main audition. And I've heard more than once lately of editors assigning articles that they have generated in-house, this article idea, to freelancers that they have never worked with in the past, because said freelancers have pitched them ideas that they really like but haven't been able to use for XYZ magazine. So they see that the person is good and understands their magazine to the point where they're comfortable enough to just assign out of the blue an article idea that they have come up with themselves to this freelancer. So that's why this fit thing is so important, because that's really what we're auditioning. We're auditioning our understanding of the magazine way more than we're auditioning the current idea. Okay, so I'll spend a couple minutes going over this chart, and then we'll look at where we are with our ideas now. I had indicated some next steps for us at the end of the last call. And then we're going to start attacking, checking these matches. Today, I want to just recap quickly what we're doing with this series, which, as I just mentioned, is a bit unusual and it's very live and action-oriented nature. And that's because I want you guys to get over this thing about your pitch is taking eons. Just as I was on the call with you, I saw pitch number 4 come in from somebody who spent the last 2 or 3 weeks not writing any pitches, but just doing all this research rabbit hole type stuff, asking herself questions, getting caught in indecision paralysis, all this stuff. She's totally new. It's not like she has a background in writing for magazines or something that makes it easier for her to write pitches quickly. But we had a whole come to Jesus chat the other day, and now it's Thursday, and I've got pitch number 4 for this week in my inbox, because pitching not only shouldn't take you that long, which might feel like it's a skill type evaluation, like, oh gosh, pitch is taking so much longer for me than it takes for everyone else, but it can't. If you are going to hit your income goals from editorial, I basically promise you that at some point in your career, you're going to need to be in a situation where you pitch fervently and you can't spend that much time on it. So the whole point of this series is not just to see how I do these things, but to see how quickly I do these things and what I skip and what I focus on. But I also particularly encourage you to follow along at home. So if you're going to do that, you watch me do whatever it is in the webinar. And again, this is number 3 in the series. In the first series, I went through the itineraries for a press trip that I'd taken and also my notes for all those things. And I pulled out just very quickly, because also I had spent some of that webinar talking as well, so it wasn't even really an hour. I pulled out all of the things that looked like they could potentially be article ideas. We ended up with about 38. And then in the most recent webinar that we just did, I did the next step, which was matching those ideas to specific magazine sections that I might want to pitch those particular pieces to. And so again, in that webinar, I spent some time chatting about different stuff at the beginning. So I did all the matching in a bit less than an hour, maybe more like 30 or 40 minutes. And again, at the end of that, I didn't match every single idea we had come up with in the first webinar, because some of them I just didn't see good fits for, which happens, and which is why it's really important to batch this matching thing so you don't get stuck on the ones that are hard to match forever and keep dwelling over them when there's easier matches hanging out, okay? And so at the end, we also ended up with about 38 or 39 ideas that were matched to different sections. So you watch me do it, and then you take that same piece of the puzzle from each webinar and you go try it on your own yourself. You can set a timer for an hour. I recommend being a little more generous to yourself and giving yourself 2 hours to do whatever you saw me just do. And then if you have questions about a particular area or you're feeling stuck, like you're having trouble breaking down your trip, we've got a webinar for that that you can find in your library. So like I said, the first thing I want to talk about today, and I'm trying to give us as much time as possible to actually do this fit checking and not eat into our hour too much, but the first thing that I want to do is look at the fit and how we check fit, this chart. So all of you guys who are in the coaching program, you would have received this in a little binder when you first joined. If you're not in the coaching program, you can also find it in the webinars on how to make sure an idea is a good fit. We've got this uploaded as a worksheet. So in this worksheet, it walks through step by step 8 different questions that you can ask yourself to know if an article idea is a good fit. And like I said, I wanted to introduce this today. We're going to do it in a more ad hoc manner today because I do it kind of more not following this checklist, I do it kind of more automatically now, which is something that I see a lot of you guys over time get to that point. But until you're doing it automatically and you feel very confident with it, I recommend, if not using this checklist, then using one of your own making. So it begins. Do I have a topic rather than an article idea? Is it encyclopedic, or is there a story to tell with a point at the end? Now, I just had somebody the other day, we were looking at the second draft of a pitch, and it had gotten really, really vague and bland. And when we were talking about what was going on, this was the issue. She realized that she was talking more about a topic. She was trying to pitch a whole topic. And so the sharpness in her sentences was gone because there wasn't a clear lens through which to select which journalistic details to include. And if you haven't caught our webinar series on journalistic detail, that's really important to the writing of the pitches that we're going to get into. So I really recommend going back and catching those. The second one we've got on here is, does this idea have an attention-grabbing hook that makes people want to know more, even if they're not already interested in the topic? Now, this is something that's going to come up in the fifth webinar in this series when we are looking at putting together the pitches. It might come up a little bit in the next webinar as well, actually. So this idea of the hook is something that usually comes from your research. And I'm hoping, because for a lot of these different things that we're going to talk about, I have pretty extensive notes. I'm hoping that a lot of these hooks, a lot of this most interesting bits, are actually going to be in my notes that I took during tours that we were on or different things like that. Now, the next thing, this is something that we can actually do in an interesting way because you guys are all here on the call, is this tell a friend test, which is this idea interesting to somebody besides me? So as we get into particularly the next part of the series, part four and part five, when we start writing the pitches, then we'll work on this. You know, I'll be typing the pitches in the chat box as we go. I'll drop them in, you can see them, and you can tell me if that actually sounds interesting to you or not. Now, the next one is there something timely about this idea? If not, dig something up. Openings, anniversary, major upcoming events. Another really easy and much more ubiquitous one is to tie something into trends. So to tie it into like the trend of food tours or experiential travel or things like that, or wellness, which is a whole topic but somehow is also a trend at the moment. The next one is this idea too topically or regionally specific for the size of the magazine. Should it instead be a basket of kittens? This is one of the things that we're going to look at today specifically, which is, does the scope of this idea and its geography work for the magazine we're looking at? Or do we need to take it and make it a roundup of several different things around this theme to address the larger geography of the magazine at hand? Since we're looking at a lot of airline magazines that have a global reach, this definitely is something that might come up. And so we'll be looking at the magazines today to check on this. Have I done research to make sure that this idea is 100% valid? No business is closing or going up for renovation. Now, because I've visited most of the places that we're going to be writing about or interviewed people, this information is pretty current, but this is something that we still might check on again in the pitch writing process just to be safe. Next, does this idea fit one section of the magazine? Have I explained how in my pitch? So the first part of this, does it exactly fit one section of the magazine? That's what we're really going to be working on today. Explaining how in the pitch, this is a really important thing in here. I've often seen pitches, particularly of late, where people have an idea and they've matched it to a magazine section. And I know from talking to them and having worked with them on this pitch for a while how it fits in the section, but they're not actually explaining it in the pitch. So this is something that at the end of this whole process, when we have the pitches written, I'm going to go back through and we can think about this together. Now, another one that we're going to look at quite a bit today, am I shoehorning the idea into the section? How can I make it a perfect fit? This is something that we're going to look at now, but it's also important to look at the end, because as you do the research to write up the pitch, you can often get a bit off track from what the section was. And because of this, I really recommend that people drop the text of the section. I'm going to switch over to that now. That people drop the text of the section that they're working on into the document where they're writing the pitch, because otherwise it can be very easy to get off track from where those are. So I'm going to put the idea match, or sorry, I'm going to put this flow chart away for a second. And now we've got this great big scratch sheet that we were working on the other day. So you'll see I've got, they're still small because I just pulled them last week from the Travel Magazine database. But you can see that we've got all of the full text of all of these different magazine sections that we're going to look at. And I'm also going to have them up on the screen so we can look at them in a few minutes that way as well. But I talked about a couple different things. Adding the magazine names, I did that in between the call. So now we're going to look at how to check the fit for these. And one of the things that you may have noticed as we were going through last week is that in several cases, we had magazines that had a number of different sections that might work for the ideas that we're looking at in one magazine, but you can only pitch one magazine at the same one pitch, one article idea at each time. You should not put multiple ideas in one email, nor should you send multiple emails to different editors at the same publication with lots of different article ideas. Both of these don't go over very well. So the first thing I want to do is I know that we have a bunch of pitch ideas for Wizz, which is an Eastern European carrier. So I want to do two things. I can't figure out a good way to have a lot of windows opening without really overwhelming you guys. So I'm going to do something in a different window right now, just for the second. So I'm just going to look at Wizz Airlines, and I want to get the map of the destinations that they serve, okay? So it's actually easier if you get not a map of the destinations, but an actual list. And Wikipedia has actually gotten pretty good at providing these. I never know how updated they are, though. So I'm going to look at the destinations that Wizz serves over here in Wikipedia, and I'll bring you guys into that window. Great, so you guys are seeing it as well. So then what I'm going to just do is I'm going to just do a quick search to see where they serve in the Czech Republic. So they serve Brno. Oh, it says terminated, okay. They serve Prague, which I was hoping, and it seems like that's it. So they don't serve any of these other airports around in the Czech Republic. So what are some of the other airline magazines that we were going to look at? I've pulled up a bunch because I downloaded the whole magazines for you. So some of the other ones that I have are Blue Wings, which is Finnair, Celebrated Living, which is American Airlines Upper Class, Brussels Airways, EasyJet, and N by Norwegian. I've got some other ones bopping around here as well. We've got Swiss, we've got Wow Air, and I think that's it. Okay, so I'm going to start looking through each of these airlines. So we're going to look for Brussels Airlines destinations. We're going to look for Finnair destinations. We're going to look for American Airlines destinations. EasyJet destinations. Now, the reason that I have this list kind of easily accessible is that I've downloaded the magazines earlier so that I wouldn't have to potentially interrupt the internet connection while we were doing the webinar, because it's always a little dicey to be running too much in terms of downloads while we're doing that. So I'm doing this though live because I made a promise that in this series I wasn't going to be doing any sort of prep work on the side. So even when I downloaded the magazines that we're going to look at today, I didn't look at any of them to see if any of them were going to be a fit. Okay, so we talked about that Wizz is going to work, but if they need something for a particular city, that it's going to have to be for Prague. So I'm just going to start another Scratch file, and I know that you guys are mostly just seeing this website. So the Scratch file is something that you can't see, but I've written Wizz Air, Prague okay, for direct. Now we're looking at Brussels, and we've got a pop-up. So for Brussels, let's see where we are with Czech Republic. Okay, they only have Prague for direct. Next, we've got Finnair. Let me just open up all these Wikipedia things quickly. Now, it's interesting, like, so you see how I'm trying to kind of go through and open all these at once. I've actually had a couple chats with people about how to speed up different things of their pitching process. And this is a really easy one that I see a lot of people waiting for internet windows to load. And at the time it might feel like, oh, that doesn't take too long. But waiting for internet windows to load, if you add it together in aggregate, can be a really big time suck on any sort of research that you're doing, whether it's for a pitch or for a particular article. So I always recommend, okay, this is Wizz. Okay, so, oh, they also fly to Brno. I don't know if that'll be helpful. So I also recommend using page search as much as you can. You'll see I'm doing this page search now to search for Czech Republic and these different airlines. So this is for Finnair. So we know that Finnair flies to Prague. Now we've got American Airlines, only Czech Republic, and that's seasonal. That's interesting to know. Okay. I didn't actually double check. Maybe you guys saw, but I didn't notice in Finnair if that one was seasonal. So let's just have a quick look there, and I'll be better about keeping an eye out for that now. That does not say seasonal. Okay, great. So it's seasonal for American now. We're looking at EasyJet. EasyJet, and it also seasonal, and they only fly to Prague. That's interesting. Now, I know I told you, I'm just going to open this up in the background, that let's see, there were two places that I wanted to write about, and I wasn't really sure what airport you would even use to fly in there. So it seems like a couple of these destinations I was looking at, so Telge and the other one is Trebiche, are probably closer to Brno. So it's useful for us that Wizz Air flies to Brno. So let's look at this other town, Trebiche. The nearest airport is Brno. It doesn't tell us how far. Oh, okay. Closest airport's Brno. 37. Okay, that's great. So this is actually good to know because that's quite close. So Trebiche is very close. And I have a feeling, I have this weird feeling that I might have also been to this Pardew Beach place as well, but we'll just leave that for now. So then the other thing that we want to look at is this, is what airlines fly to Brno. To see if there's some airlines that we didn't consider in terms of their magazines that we might want to check out later. So in the background, I'm going to keep checking these other ones. So Norwegian only flies to Prague for direct. Swiss only Prague for direct. The last one I've got here, Iceland Air. I'm not even sure if this will work. No, so Iceland Air does not, or WOW Air does not fly to the Czech Republic at all. Okay, so airlines that fly to Brno. Let's bring that up, or Brno. I'm never quite sure how to say it. And then the other town that I was in that has an airport, but I'm not sure who flies there, is Ostrava. So let's open that up. Now, it's funny, I don't know if we didn't get to Lufthansa magazine. I think we got to it last time, but I didn't see Lufthansa at all when I was going through the list we made last week. So I feel like there just might not have been too many fits for Lufthansa magazine, which is a little bit sad. So let's just double check if there's any other airlines that I have up here for a look at. So Cara, which is Aer Lingus, we'll check on that. En Route, which is Air Canada. And then British Airways High Life and Voyeur. Okay, so let's see. Virgin Australia is Voyeur. And we want to know destinations. And then the other ones that I said were High Life and High Life, which is British Airways. And then Cara, which is Aer Lingus. And then we've got all of our destinations checked. So the reason that I'm doing this destinations, whoops, sorry, destinations. The reason that I'm doing this destinations check is that it's going to be impossible for me, once we switch gears and start looking at the magazines that I've downloaded for you guys, it's going to be impossible for us to make accurate prognostics about if something fits or not, unless we know for any airline magazine if it flies there or not. Now, if we're talking about not an airline magazine, if we're talking about a consumer magazine, then we need to look at the magazine itself in order to get a sense. This is a horrible website. This is only talking about direct flights from the US. Okay, we're just going to run the search one more time. So we're going to say airlines that fly to Brno. We're going to not look at Skyscanner because that's horrible. We'll look at its own airport, okay? And then the same thing for Ostrava. The Skyscanner sucks, guys. Don't use that for this particular type of search. Okay, so let's keep looking for Virgin Australia. It does not fly to Czech Republic at all. That's horrible. It's like really shocking to me, actually. I mean, I guess maybe it shouldn't be, but they must work with partner airlines or something. Okay, we accidentally opened this twice. Oh, we lost British Airways. That's what happened. Now we have Aer Lingus, so let's look at British Airways again. Okay, so we've got Aer Lingus. It's the Czech Republic only. to Prague only, rather. Okay. Now, who flies into Brno? Okay, we've got BMI. I'm not sure if they have an airline magazine, but this is something else for us to check. So right now, which airport are we looking at? We're looking at Brno. Okay. So Brno Airport. We've got BMI, Ryanair, which doesn't really have a magazine. I think they're kind of starting one, but it's weird. And Ryanair, BMI, Ryanair. Okay. And it seems like there's also some Lufthansa sometimes. All right. And then we've got Ostrava, Czech Republic. You know, we didn't look at their magazine. I don't have it in the database. And we can have a look at who publishes it and if we can find it. So we've got Czech Airlines. I don't know what this is, Smart Wings. Ryanair, Delta. Okay, so Delta flies there. That's good to know. KLM. We looked at them. I don't think we saw anything good there. Korean Air. That's useful. They've got a good magazine. And what else did we say? We said Ryanair, but we're not sure about them. Romanian Air, Montenegrin Air. I don't have magazines in the database for any of those, so we'll skip those. All right. So the last thing to check is British Airways Destinations. And then we're going to dive into the magazines. So I mentioned earlier, kind of first and foremost, that we have a lot of different articles going on for Wizz Air. So I've got several different Wizz Air articles pulled up. So I'm going to start by opening up Wizz Air. And so what I did earlier is that I downloaded three copies of each magazine that I could get copies for. So the reason I did that is that it's really important to triangulate ideas. You don't want to just look at one issue and say, okay, it seems like this article is just like the one that I want to pitch, so I'm going to pitch it. Because the one article that you're looking at might be one that they ran in the past, but that's not very indicative of what they typically run. So in Wizz Air, there were several different articles that we were looking at pitching. So we looked at this idea of tribes, and we talked about this hedgehog thing, which is a little hard to explain, and so I'll explain that more as we go. We looked at the innovator, and we talked about this company Northern Hikes, which is partnering with a coffee company to create a coffee just for their hike. And we also looked at this idea of voices, which is a profile with quotes from locals on what to do, see, and eat in their destination. And the last one we've got here is a feature pitch, and I've got a couple different pitch ideas that might work. So there's four sections in Wizz that we want to look at. So I'm going to pull up some Wizz magazines for us now. And we're going to look for tribes, the innovator, voices, and features. So let me open the magazines, and then I'll switch screens for you guys. And in order to read full issues of any magazine, which is a very important part of the pitch process, we include the link to the full issues for you here in the database. So you can always find those there. And do make sure, I had an editor that I know harp on somebody about this the other day. The database helps you to figure out the initial part of where an idea might fit, but you also should be checking the magazine to confirm the fit, which is what we're doing right now. So you need to look at the actual magazine, even if you're just looking at articles on its website that come from the same section that you want to pitch. You shouldn't just pitch based on the database alone. It's a tool to help you find the matches faster. Okay, great. So like I said, we're going to start by looking at tribes. And tribes has been explained as, let's see. Oh, I wonder if they don't run tribes in every issue, because I'm not seeing it in this October issue that we're looking at here. So let's keep scrolling and see what happens. Okay, so in The Insider, where to go and what to do this season. We've got lots of different little things. And so I'm wondering if this tribes thing is hiding in here, and that's why I didn't see it. Huh, I don't see it here. Okay, but they do have this, the innovator. Oh, here's tribes. Okay. So this one is on Vienna. And if we were to kind of encapsulate what this is about, it's about how Vienna's waltzing scene is still alive and kicking after 200 years. Now, in the database, what we say about tribes is that it covers an interesting group of people in whiz destinations, such as a sports team, club, or trend with a loyal following. In about 500 words, the article explains what the interesting tribe is and more about the people involved. There are quotes throughout the description, as well as up to 10 quotes from players or locals on why they are involved in the tribe. So I think one of the things that we're going to notice here right away is that they want to do whiz destinations, and they did do a piece covering a place called Castells, or no, they did something on Castells, which are the human towers in Barcelona, but the other places they've covered in the past are Budapest and Prague. Now, this place with the hedgehogs, where they make the hedgehog beer and everything, that I was looking at, I don't think will work for here, because as we determined, Wiz flies to Prague and to Brno, but it doesn't fly to any of these smaller towns, of course, and they're a little bit outside, and I think they really want it to be city-oriented. And you see that these quotes are like a really big part. So even if I were to try to do this hedgehog piece, it seems like I would have needed to get these quotes at the time, or I would have to do a lot of phone calls to get them now. So I'm not super sure that this hedgehog idea, in terms of the hedgehog beer and the hedgehog stuffed animals and the hedgehog culture in this small town, is going to work out. So I'm going to move this to, I'm basically going to take the pitch idea. I know you can't see it because it's on another screen. But I'm going to take this pitch idea, and I'm not going to delete it, okay? Because I want to keep this section in case it reminds me of something later. And I'm just going to make it crossouts on our big pitch list that we were working on. Now, the next one we had is for this innovator section. So you'll see that one comes up next. So for the innovator, the one we were looking at, again, was this Northern Hikes. So this is, meet the team working to ensure Moldova's rich heritage and identity is understood both by locals and tourists. So one of the things that I'm doing is I'm using this one issue of the magazine kind of as a first pass to potentially cross out ideas. But I'm going to then, to validate the ideas, to make sure I like them, I'm going to look at several issues of the magazine, okay? So I feel like this idea is in line with this Northern Hikes, because there are also people who want to kind of preserve these natural areas. So what exactly is the innovation here? That is what I'm kind of interested about. So it's, I guess it's a company, or this idea of this K Lumea. They're talking about how it's, you know, run by 10 women and volunteers. They're talking about a festival that they run. So it seems like this actually covers kind of like a lot of different things that this organization does. So I actually think that this could be a really good fit for this idea that I had. But we're going to check it with a couple other issues of the magazine to be sure. Now, after this innovator idea, we had two more sections that we wanted to look at. One was the features, and I'm trying to figure out what the other one is, but my text editor has paused a little bit. So let's jump ahead to the features. And if we see the other one along the way and we can remember, I think it was voices, if I'm not mistaken. Let's just go check that we didn't miss the voices in the last one. Okay, so this one I think is the interview. So she's a pop star. And the person that we were thinking about interviewing, they're like a big blogger. And so I'm not quite sure. All right. So for Wiz, we were looking at this As Told to profile pitch. And they actually have a super long section that they do for this voices area, which is quite cool. And I think that this actually could be a good fit for them. So I'm going to make a little asterisk here. And we are going to check that out in another issue to make sure that it is in fact a good fit. So then we had a couple of different feature pitches that we were looking at for Wiz. We were looking at obviously several with a Czech Republic angle, because that's what we're trying to do in this webinar, is that we're trying to go through the ones from this one specific trip I was on. So let's have a look at their features. So we've got Bright Light City. It's tourist numbers to Tromsø have boomed. Northern Norwegian city has become a hotbed for novel ways to entertain its visitors, from spa boats to Arctic distilleries. And this is cool. Tromsø is like a super, super northern destination. So what we've got for pitch ideas are the interesting iterations of beer culture in Prague, beer spas, etc. I think that's actually super similar to what they're doing in this Tromsø piece. So I'm going to note down in the October issue that this idea is similar to the October issue Tromsø article. The other ones that we had were this modernization of spa culture in the Czech Republic. I think that's also a little bit similar to this, but it's kind of got a larger geographic area. So we have to see if it's possible to do something with a larger geographic area. So let's keep going. This is a pretty long feature, as you can see. It's got a lot of interesting sidebars, but let's call that like a single destination piece, and it's not a major city. So here they've got from posters to pottery, from fonts to furniture, Poland is behind some of Europe's most impressive design icons. So this is featured on the annual Poland Design Festival, which is taking place in Warsaw in the autumn. So we can think of this as something that's focused kind of on an individual event, but then the feature is set up as more like mini profile pieces. So that's kind of an interesting take. And, you know, I wonder if we could say that the spa piece would be similar here. We have to see if there's some sort of annual festival we could tie in. This is to the Poland Design Roundup layout. All right, so what else have we got going on here? Well, they should have one or two more features. Let's see. And then we'll pop over and take a look at a different issue of this magazine to double check the ones that we think might be a nice fit. This one is the best of British cuisine. So meet the new wave of London chefs proving that British food is about much more than fish and chips and fry up. So this is like a very trend kind of piece. We can think of this as being a bit similar to this modernizing spa culture in the Czech Republic thing. And this is good because we were wondering if Prague was too much of a big city because it had Tromsø as the other feature. But now we've also got something that's more in terms of a specific major city of London. So I think that this is a great example. And this also they have as a kind of roundup style piece. So it seems like they also do roundup styles of like multiple profiles in one feature as well. So this could work for the spa one. Okay, great. So I think we've got some good information here about Wiz. So I feel pretty good actually already about feeling like these features are in good alignment with what they offer here in Wiz. But let's just pop over and look at a couple other issues. So the ones that we thought could be a good fit is this kind of cover story on an individual in a place, and also this innovator profile. So what we'll do, instead of going through the individual articles, is that we'll just look here. So they've got, for the innovator, Iceland's fishy innovators. Okay, all right, that's interesting. And then for the features, what have we got? We've got flying high above Romania's most spectacular scenery, Tel Aviv, how the city's chefs are upgrading its street food, Budapest, meet the players of Hungary's latest sports craze, Tech Ball, and discover why Vienna is Europe's unsung wine region. And then the local one that we were thinking for the Honest Prague people is this issue's cover story shows us around the Portuguese capital. You know, I think that all the ones that we said seem good, seem pretty good from these. So I'm going to put Wiz to bed for now. So let's move on to another one. So this is our big list of idea matches that we looked at before. And a lot of the ones that we, let me just make sure we're all on the same page. Okay, good. A lot of the ones that we talked about, great, okay, good. A lot of the ones that we talked about earlier, I noticed as well, we had a lot of Wiz, and then we also had a lot of EasyJet. So I'm gonna pull out the different EasyJet ones here, and I'm gonna open some articles or some EasyJet magazines as well. So let's pull out all the matches that we had for EasyJet. Okay, this is features. I'm gonna put that towards the bottom. On the map, this is a roundup of interesting things around a theme in worldwide destinations. Okay, we've got area, we got several of them here. This is great. Let's see if there's any other EasyJet ones that we've missed, and then I'll make the font bigger so it's easier for you guys to see. EasyJet, EasyJet. Okay, we've got this packet in. And this packet in is like a packing tips oriented one. And I didn't have a great idea for this, but you know, I just realized now that this could be something in the spa, like what to bring on an Eastern European spa trip. All right, let's see if we've got any more EasyJet here. We looked at the features. Great. Okay, we've got all of it. So as with the other magazines, I've downloaded some EasyJet magazines for us to look at. So let's open these. And I'm just going to double check and make sure that everything is still showing for you guys. Okay, great. This seems better than yesterday. Cool. So the different sections that we want to take a look at and see if these are a fit for EasyJet, again, are on the map, area guide, scoff the lot, it's a weird name, pack it in, citizens advice, and the features. Okay, so let's have a look around. And EasyJet's got kind of like an interesting front of book where they've just got a lot of different things going on. So I'm not sure if every single one of these appears in every issue. So it might end up being that we're going to need to look at some other issues as well to check on this. So let's have a look here. So we've got, this is the list of 13 things you need to know this month. Citizens' advice. All right. So this, for this one, it is a very sort of standard profile piece. We were thinking of it, or rather, not a standard profile piece, but a standard celebrity favorites. And we were thinking of this with the guys from Honest Prague. So let's see here. This is a fashion designer. I don't think she's super internationally known. It's some interview with her, and she just mentions a couple of things that she likes. So I think this looks great. So this one, I'm going to put some asterisks next to this. So this one seems to me like an easy pass. Okay, so let's look at some of these other ones. What do we've got here? On the Map. Okay, so On the Map is described as rounds up interesting things around a theme in worldwide destinations, usually those EasyJet flies to. And again, we said that EasyJet flies to Prague for direct flights, okay? So articles are written in third person, about 300 words long. Examples are the best festivals are far flung. Some runs are actually fun. Right now, we've got the midnight hours close at hand. Spooky season has arrived, and these eerie events are all but a brief broomstick side away. And this is actually kind of long. We've got two pages here, and it highlights about three different things with a little bit of four actually, because it's got Manchester here. So this one, I'm not sure yet, because it's very seasonal. And we were thinking about this for homeless stores, okay? So we'll have to have a look at this one in a different issue and see if this might make sense, because it doesn't seem like they're always so seasonal. But these are also very much events. And, you know, as I look back at these, it seems like they might always be a little bit eventy. So let's have a look in some of the other issues and see if that will work. Okay, what's next? We've got Area Guide, Scoff the Lot, and Pack It In. Okay, let's keep looking at these. We've got Q&A. This is Taste Test. Hot Right Now. Figure It Out. I'm wondering if I'm skipping over them. If you see me skipping, let me know. This might actually be, so this isn't a named section, okay. Take My Advice. So we might not have it in here. So if we don't have these particular sections, like I said, we'll check back in one of the other issues. So this is the story. So this I'm pretty sure is their feature articles are called the stories. So we were talking about maybe being bowled over by all the 13th century design in Tribe Beach. So let's look at what we've got here. Okay, so this is 00 Heaven. It's the new museum of all James Bond things that is masquerading as a supervillain's Alpine lair. So this is really focused on one particular destination, but not just a destination, one attraction in that destination. Okay, so what else have we got here for the stories? This is a weird story. Beer, okay. Ale Tales. Beer is better than ever. Craft Beer Revolution. But what is this really about? The world's coolest brewery has become even cooler. All right. So these seem to be very like single attraction oriented things. And, you know, we had the James Bond Museum. And now we've got what I would call like the very sort of hipster craft brew scene. And they've got several stories about beer. So we've got this Holy Ale, which is the sacred abbey of Monte Cassino in rural Italy, has a 1,500-year-old brewing tradition that's being revisited after decades of neglect. Okay, so we've got like something old with a new take on it, okay? So this actually could be a cool corollary. So I'm going to make a note here, because this town that I was in does have some interesting newer things going on that we can maybe tie in, but I have to do a little more digging there to make this work. Okay, so this one is Karma on Tap. This is London's Nirvana Beer, has yoga and alcohol-free brew. Okay, so you'll notice here also that they're definitely doing like a package of stories on beer, and I'm not sure that they would be doing that always. So this was a totally different feature. In the middle of the Swedish forest, a chef is trialing a new way of living that's as sustainable as it is delicious. So I think, again, one of the big things here is that they're single attraction focus. So this actually makes me think that we should be pitching them that Santa Catarina spa that I went to as a feature for how they're weaving in the older Czech spa style with the, they've got that sort of Stonehenge-y rock formation, and then they're also bringing in the Ayurvedic team from Kerala. So this actually seems like, because they do such single attraction focus, this could be a really cool feature for EasyJet actually. So let's see, I think that's all their stories, and then they have some back of the book stuff. Let's see if there's any other ones for us to look at, but I feel like I've got a good sense here. Yeah, and then we've got a couple other types. Okay, great. So I feel like I've got a good sense here that this could definitely work. The citizen's advice one could definitely work. And then we're not so sure yet about the on the map. We have to see if it's always so seasonal. So let's have another look here. So on the map here is a hoard of new museums. Okay, so that I feel like works with what we were talking about the homeless tours. That's something that's, you know, not a specific festival type event like we were seeing earlier. Now, what about some of these other ones that we weren't seeing? I'm still not sure if I'm seeing these. So I wonder if we need to update the entry. So I'll check in with Vanessa about that, because I definitely don't see this interesting scoff the lot one, for instance. And then let's see what they've got going on for their features in this issue. Did they not list them, or did I miss them? Oh, in the stories, right? Okay, hammer time. Smash up cars and get away with it in Amsterdam. Again, like a single attraction. French food without faff. Meet the Paris-based YouTube chef. Again, super single attraction. Storyvilles. Visit the places and inspired your favorite reads. That's a bit more general. Rovaniemi, Finland, the town where it's Christmas every day. So that's kind of like a general destination feature. So I feel like maybe this Trebiche thing would work, but I would need to really tie it in. But actually, what could work better here maybe is this hedgehog idea, because it's tying in the hedgehog history with the beer that I was talking about. Okay, so that's another feature idea for them. Okay, cool. So now we've got EasyJet squared away. So what else do we have over here? So we talked about EasyJet. I'm just going to put the ones that we've already looked at in italics. We've talked about all these Wizz ones. Here we've got an N by Norwegian. Let's see what other N by Norwegian ones we've got. For this one, we were also looking at this Northern Hikes one. And then we were also looking at a potential feature on the modernization of the spa culture. So again, you'll see that as I'm looking through these, like there's certain ideas that just kind of bubble to the surface that are working for a lot of different places. And that tends to be how it works, that even if you have this big trip and there's all of these potential stories that you could be doing from it, there's a few that just end up being the one that works. And what'll happen is that I'll work on these, you know, with a particular magazine in mind, but then I'll also turn it around and I'll take that story idea that I've already got the pitch written up, and I'll look at how we can make it work for several different magazines. So for Norwegian, we've got the big idea and the feature. So let's see what we've got here. Got a lot of ads. That's what we've got, right? So many ads. All right. So let's get to their table of contents, shall we? Okay. I guess they kind of skip over it. All right, it's coming. Okay, great. So for the big idea, are oysters the key to protecting coasts from storm surges? Okay, I don't know. Just looking at that, I'm not so sure if what we had fits. Let's look at what they've got going on in some of these other table of contents here. Okay, here we go. The big idea is cultured meat the answer to ethical eating? I'm not sure. Okay, so let me think then. So with this Northern Hikes, what they're working on is they're trying to figure out how, and right here they've got the Microsoft product that's making gaming accessible. So this is like very specifically about one product. So what we could kind of do is like phrase it as a question, right? Is Instagram, you know, actually the secret to enjoying national parks? Something in that vein. So I actually think that we can find a way to make this work, because like I mentioned when we were first going through the idea, something that this Northern Hikes company had done is that they were working within this park to get tourists to not be overcrowding certain areas and to redistribute them better throughout the different trails in the park. So that I think could actually work. So I like that one. So I'm going to keep it. So let's look now at this other thing. We were looking at features and we were looking at this idea of modernizing the spa culture. So what have they got going on in their features? Meet the daughter of one of Britain's most famous culinary dynasties as she opens her first restaurant. So that's like a single restaurant type thing. Our pick of Christmas gifts that benefit the communities of the world. The rise of Instaculture, New York's pop-up museums where selfie opportunities replace art. So we can reference this as sort of the counterpoint to the rise of Instaculture feature that they did. All right. So this is kind of also like a larger trend thing. So I think that, you know, we can say that this maps to what they did with this other piece. Okay, inside the chocolate box, take a trip to La Bombonera, Argentina's most intense footballing experience. Okay, so it's like a single destination. Skiing in Spain, it's on the up. We've got the lowdown on all the great resorts. I think the skiing in Spain one is a great corollary to what we want to do with the spa culture one. Okay, great. French Guiana by Norwegian, our guide to beaches, history, and or space tourism in the new destination. Okay, so that one doesn't map so much. Let's see what else we've got over here. In depth, how to be neutral. Copenhagen is going all out to be the world's first carbon neutral city. Not so much rise of the robot builders, how one London architect is changing the way we design and build cities. The game changers. We discover the local institutions that can provide global solutions. All of these are kind of like trend things, but not so helpful for us. Return of the commune. 50 years on, people across the globe are embracing group living one more. This we could maybe incorporate here. I'll have to have a look at this later in one of the future webinars about this idea of how they're trying to get people in Western cities to take a whole month off to go to the spa. Salvaging the future. Could land reclamation help states cope with population growth? And Berlin by Norwegian. Okay, what else have we got here? We should have one more. In depth. Okay. How the Youth Olympics in Buenos Aires are providing a lifeline for locals. Meet the Jordanian who's aiming to spend 6 days submerged in water. Locals tell us why Austria's capital is the most livable city in the world. We join a group that recreates Viking life and hikes into the Norwegian wilderness. That's very cool, but doesn't line up with any of our things. Raising the tone. Being colorblind doesn't stop the ski photographer from getting epic shots. What happens when a small French museum discovers a 1,600-euro scam? Adventures on the Italian Riviera. So I feel like, having looked at these, I feel like we can make this feature idea work. And it doesn't have to be super, super time peggy. So I think that we can pitch them a version of that spa culture idea. So I'm going to keep that for here. Okay, so we looked at Norwegian. So what else have we got going on? I know we have several going on in Be Inspired. So let's pop over now and look at these different ones that we have for Be Inspired, because we had a couple different articles there. And I'll highlight these as I go. And remember, every time we've done this, we don't have to do every idea, right? We're looking to get enough ideas that are easy that we can start writing our pitches. So I'm going to look at Be Inspired and then take one more look over our whole document and see if there's anything else that we were super, super excited about that seemed like a great fit. And otherwise, I'm just going to move on for now because I can always come back, right? I mean, not in this webinar because I don't want to keep you forever, but I can always come back to the work of pitching this trip and pick back up where I laid off because I'm doing things like this, right? I'm highlighting the ones that I'm investigating so that I know. So we'll just go through and do that really quickly with the other ones. So all the EasyJet ones I'm going to highlight, and my Norwegian I'm going to highlight. So I'm going to know now that these ones are done. Just this really simple thing I'm doing is going to help me to know that I've already checked on all of these, okay? So that way, later when I come back at some totally other time to work on pitching these, I'll know where to pick up again, okay? So this is a really important and really easy trick that you can do for yourself, okay? And I think there's one more whiz one as well. There we go. So now if I were to come look at this, I can see really quickly and easily which are the ones that are still hanging out, right? Okay, so let's find the rest of the inspired ones and look at that, and then we'll check in with where we are. Whoops. And where we'll pick up next time. Okay, so we've got those two, three. Have I gotten all of these? No, one of these is missing. Insider, stories. Okay, we're missing off the beaten path. Oh no, we've got that. Okay, great. So let's have a look at some of these Be Inspired. All right, so we're looking at the features, insider, and off the beaten track. Okay, so let's have a quick look here. Okay. This one doesn't have such a useful table of contents as the last magazine did, so we'll have to do a little scroll. Okay, so off the beaten track and insider. We're looking at in the front, trying to find those. Right now we're in Belgitude. Lots of Belgitude in here. I'm hoping I don't miss them because I see that these, this is one of the things. Sometimes people tell me, like, oh, I couldn't find XYZ section, but often it's because there can be multiple sections on one page, and so they can kind of get lost. So that's something to watch out for because I can see that I'm probably skipping a number of these by accident. Okay. So still we're looking for off the beaten track. So interestingly, here's On the Map, which is a similar name, but not quite the one that we're looking for. Let's keep going. This is art, or what's this one up here? Wellness, art, insider. Okay, this is what I want. So profiles an interesting local. So here we've got a Ukrainian DJ on her favorite haunts in Kiev. Yeah, this is super standard. Yep. We don't know who this person is. Be inspired. I don't know that Brussels people would know who she is. So I think that we can definitely use our Honest Prague people for this. Okay, so let's see if we can keep finding off the beaten track. And if not, then we'll just bump ahead to the features. Ah, here it is. Okay. Barcelona's December shopping frenzy can make a cityscape appealing. That's kind of a really loose times peg. Okay. So it's a first person article about a destination that's a 1 to 3 hour drive from a major city. So let's see what we've got here. This is mainly focused on one place, Montserrat, which really fits with what I was looking at doing, which was to focus on one of these two places, which is Tell Torture Beach. So I think that that's going to work for this. So I'm going to put our little moving forward happy asterisks over here. And then let's just have a quick look at the features. For this, I was looking at this idea of how to have collection-driven travel with the curio cabinet. So this was kind of in the sense of like an essay type thing. What eco-friendly toys are the gifts that keep on giving? Meet the skiers scaling dangerous new heights, lights, camera, action behind Benin's film scene, and discover the latest member of the Canary Island Club. So let's see if this eco-friendly gifts, if we can kind of go that way. More parents turn their back on the throwaway plastic products from the biggest toy brands. A new wave of Belgian startups, okay, so this is quite specific, have been busily developing sustainable alternatives that are good for children and the world just in time for Christmas. Okay, so this is kind of like a company profile, except it's got a couple different companies going on here. So let's see what else have we got in their feature well. New kid on the block. The Spanish islet, La Graciosa, has officially just become the eighth Canary Island. But unlike its siblings, which are packed with tourists year-round, this rocky art hop offers a very different experience. Okay, so that doesn't track over with what we're thinking about. Although I wonder if we can use this to do that resort Santa Catarina feature we were thinking about. All of a resort's swimmers, skiers are pushing themselves to greater heights thanks to the extreme new version of their sport. We explore the thrilling, dangerous world of skeep skiing. Okay, so this is like a super photo-driven piece, kind of trendy, based on a group of people. Okay, just like the first one was based on a group of businesses. This one is based on a group of people. So I'm going to write down we've got group of businesses, group of people. What else have we got in here? Oh, we're still in that skiing one. Coming to a screen near you. Okay, so these are the Benin film industry ones. West Africa's film scene is getting on the map, partly with a pioneering new festival. This is also like a group of people slash movement with an event focus. So for the curio cabinet one, the idea that I kind of had was maybe to interview people who are like frequent travelers, like maybe people who are big Instagrammers, or I'm just going to take some more notes here. Instagrammers, flight attendant type people. Well, also we'll have to think who else and talk about this collection-driven travel idea. So maybe people who own like a pop-up shop. There's a really cool pop-up shop in New York that I know about, or like I guess it's a shop, but where they only feature things in their shop that they pick up on their travels. So let's have a look. We think that both of these are good fits. So let's just have a look here. We'll see what page we need to skip ahead to just to check out the features and see if we can make this different feature work. Because it'd be great to have this other. Okay, so 39 is the stories. It would be great to have this other feature that we're working on the pitch for because we've got several different kind of feature concepts. So this will give us a different one to work on. Okay, so this is one of these stories, I think. This is About the diamond industry in Antwerp. Okay. Also with some business focuses. What have we got next? We've got lots of ads. Eat, stay, love. From sweets that make you feel like a Hollywood legend to award-winning cuisine, our network is packed with high-end hotels and restaurants. We pick a few. So this is just kind of like a luxury roundup type thing. Very different. Okay. What is it like working for the super rich? We meet five people who know all too well and persuade them to share their experiences. Okay, so this is interesting. So we can maybe kind of do this corollary of like the five people type pitch or collection place. Fashion statement. Okay. One fashion event is on a mission. So this goes back to that event focus. It's interesting there are event focused ones keeping Africa articles. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but that was just one trend that I sort of picked out. So let's see, because the third one is the one that proves them all, right? So let's have a look here. So the story's around 43. So let's go there. You've got skate of art. So these are artistic skateboards. It's very cool. And it's a social enterprise. Can it heal social divides in the developing world? Okay, neat. So I feel like there's a lot of social agenda to these. I'm also going to make a note about that. I'm quite sure how we would incorporate that into the pitch that we're thinking about for this, but I will have a think about it. So then what else have we got here? Chicken Run. A simple chicken restaurant in the sleepy village of Guia in the Algarve has become a must-stop for foodies from all around the world. We sent Hannah Summers to find out why. So that's really a cool thing, and I wish that there was something on our trip that would tie into that, but I can't quite think of any. But that's a cool article to pitch them, something in that vein for any of you guys who have a similar idea. So, what else have they got in this issue? We have football players in Africa are lighting up the English Premier League like never before. As Guinean midfield Naby Keita settles in at Liverpool after his record-breaking transfer, we look at the massive impact African EPL footballers are having on their countries of birth. Okay, so another Africa story. This one is not so event-driven. Let's see what the last one. This is usually four, right? No, and we're done. We're into Business Digest. Okay, so I'm a little on the fence about this. It might work out, so we can look more at that next time. So let's have a look at where we are. We've got some that we didn't go through here yet, right? We didn't look at, oh, Beria was in the same magazine, but we skipped it. Okay, that's. Let's see, things in a particular city. Okay, so this is one that I'll just make a note that we didn't check on this, but it doesn't fly there, I'm pretty sure. We can check on that next time. Okay, so are there any other ones that we skipped? We've got this one, which is Leader of the Pack, a profile of our frequent flyer and en route. I didn't check on that yet. Blue Wings, we had a couple different ones. So next time we might want to check on Blue Wings. We've got maybe six different potential stories in there, so that one might be worth our time to go check. We've got the rest of them are just kind of one potential story for magazine. There's a couple in Voyeur. And then we've got like these hotel pitches, right? We have quite a few different ones that we could try on the hotel pitch, but we don't have one that we picked out that's a good fit yet. Well, we do have that feature story, right? So do we want to find another one? Do we want to find another hotel section, or just stick with that feature? We've got several ones to pitch for that Honest Prague idea. We've got some other features to work on for Wiz. We can really work on any of these. So maybe we'll do the beer culture for them because we found an opportunity to do the spa culture for someone else. Now, for Voyeur, we had this idea for the feature, and we're already going to work up a pitch about this Instagram thing. So that's great. We have something for the curio cabinet. And the rest of these are other features that we can pull in once we do the pitch. So great. I think we've covered most of our bases. We didn't get to this underground thing. We do have one, so I'll just make a note. Underground tunnels. But that might just be because it's not as good of an idea. So how many asterisks do we have going on here? We've got one, two, three. I think we ended up saying that this one is okay. Four, five. Six, seven, eight, but this is kind of the same pitch. Nine, ten. So right now we've got 10 pitches to move forward with, which is great. We've got a couple other ones that we're going to just check on quickly. But that's a great number. I was hoping we could get like maybe five or seven pitches that we're going to pull all the way forward to completion in the series. So 10 is a great number to move forward from this round, okay? So next week, or next time rather, we convene to do these webinars, what we'll do is we'll take these ones that we've got asterisks, and we're going to go back through what we were looking at the other day, and I'll just pull it up again so that you can see it. And by the other day, I mean earlier in this webinar, sorry about that. We're going to go back and look at this idea of all of these different things that we need to check. So what we'll do next time is that we've already done, does this idea exactly fit one section of the magazine? But we have to still explain how in our pitch, right? We have to make sure that we aren't shoehorning, that it's a perfect fit. We have to make sure as we write the pitch, but also, you know, as we're checking into it, if there's a point to the story, we have to make sure that it's interesting. We have to make sure we did a little bit of this, right? Is it too topically or regionally specific for the size of the magazines? We spent a bit of time on this. And is there something timely about the idea? We might have to dig into this a little more. So what we're going to do in the next one is I'm going to take these ideas that we have that seem like a potential fit, and we're going to go through them a little more closely. We're going to write out some notes for the idea. We're going to write out some notes for how exactly that section is going to be put together in the magazine, and we're going to start moving towards that pitching stage, all right? And we'll also just check on these other things. See if there's one we want to promote from Blue Wings, because we had a lot of ideas there, and see if there's one in particular that we want to work on as a shorter hotel pitch. So basically what we'll do next time is we'll take these and we'll make it into more of a to-do list. What pitches are we working on? What are the next steps for each pitch? And then we're going to start knocking that down. So we're going to turn this into a pitch to-do list and start knocking down the to-dos. So what we're going to do, particularly in the next webinar, as I mentioned, that the topic of that webinar is going to be ruthlessly auditing the ideas for fit. So we'll come back in January and we will go through this webinar ruthlessly auditing the ideas for fit, like I talked about. And then we're going to start working on creating the bones of each pitch. And you'll notice that as I'm doing, as I mentioned, the auditing for fit, that some of those things start to come into play. I'm taking notes. You've already seen me taking notes on what they look for in that section. I'm also going to be taking more notes on the idea. And we're going to also start to go back to my notes that I took when I was out in the place and pulling those interesting first sentences, those different things that we're going to include. We're going to pull those things there. And then we'll polish that up in the last webinar and hit send. So thank you guys so much for joining me. So I hope that you guys have a really wonderful holiday season. We're going to be closing ourselves for the holiday, and I will speak with you guys again in the new year. Bye.